This is Earth and Sky, speaking with Bruce Wilicki, who is an expert on Earth's clouds.
Wilicki leads a project called Ceres, which continuously tracks clouds via satellite. He said clouds are one of the biggest uncertainties in models of global climate change. That's because clouds are so small. A typical fast supercomputer running a current generation climate model is probably 100 times coarser in resolution than a typical puffy cumulus cloud in the real sky.
What Ceres tries to do is tell these models what the clouds are really doing that they can't resolve, and then the models are trying to get more and more accurate at simulating what those clouds are doing.
Of the findings so far, he said, the biggest thing they've gained is the ability to understand how clouds affect the sun's energy coming in and heat either going out or staying near Earth according to individual cloud type.
So we're starting to sort out, sort of give the climate models much tighter hoops to jump through to prove that they really know how to handle clouds. So that's been the first big breakthrough.
He said it's kind of a big gray area as to how accurate the models have to become with respect to clouds in order to be good enough to predict climate 100 years from now. Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block N. Bird for Earth and Sky.